hard to focus, just to persevere and just to make it. But everything that's within your grasp, you gotta take it, you gotta go hard, or just dig deep inside you to find that method, that mode that wants that hunger to survive, just to ride the grind and take it the way you gotta take it and never stop.
I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. I came to win, yeah, I came to win. Can't no one stop me, yeah, bring it in. I came to win, yeah, I came to win.
What's going on, everybody? This is Kyle Hunter, and I'd like to welcome you to the Diagnosis Success Podcast. This is high-level conversation, and essentially what we just do is just focus on inspiration, motivation, and dedication, and things that can help you take things to the next level in your personal life. And also, we talk about music, too, because I am a musician at heart, in addition to being a CEO. So I just want to take the time to thank you guys for actually listening to the podcast. I know there's a lot of other podcasts that are out there, but I really appreciate you. I appreciate your time. And we're definitely going to go on this journey together just to inspire and motivate and help you succeed. So I'm really excited because this is actually the very first podcast that we're doing for Diagnosis Success. So what I want to do is just take a little time just to get you guys to be more familiar with me and who I am and pretty much how I came to the space and place that I'm in right now. And essentially, I started doing music over 2 decades ago, putting out a lot of projects. I work with a lot of Grammy-nominated musicians and just really had a lot of music placed with a lot of different labels. And from that point, I started to get my music placed in television and film. And a lot of companies that I've dealt with are pretty big. I've dealt with Monster Energy, Powerade, that did a campaign for LeBron James, 50 Cent Show Power, Marie Claire, Porsche, Vice, Puma. I mean, the list goes on and on. And essentially, I had a lot of success with those placements, so much so to the point that I decided to actually just start my own company, which is called Rhythm Couture, with my business partner, Robert. And we've essentially been able to help thousands of musicians get their music out there on a larger scale. So it's really been a great experience just to be able to help people, because ultimately I feel in life, people get caught up in their own things that they're going through. But ultimately, the goal is to put yourself in a space and place where you can actually help other people as well. So I feel very fortunate and very blessed to even be in this position. So that's essentially where I'm at right now. And how the podcast came about is just me wanting to pay it forward even more and just help people and inspire people. So this first episode, what we're going to do, we're going to talk about something that's called AYC. And that's an abbreviation. I know a lot of people probably not too familiar with it, but it stands for Assessing Your Circle. And I think assessing your circle is actually something that's not really focused on by a lot of people, because we just go about our day-to-day dealings. So whether we have a 9-to-5, whether we are business owners, whether we are just entrepreneurs just trying to make it on a day-to-day basis, we don't really take time to assess our inner circle. But we really should, and it's critical, and we're going to break it down and get into those different components of it. So relationships essentially are the culmination of our inner circles. So whether that be friends, whether that be family, these are the people that you grew up with. And those settings normally dictate those relationships. So whether it be school, whether it be work, whether it be church, there's always going to be a social dynamic that plays a role in who those people are within your inner circle, excluding your family, because obviously, if you're born into a family, then your brother's your brother, your sisters, uncles, cousins, so on and so on. So you really don't have much say over that. However, when it comes to the quote-unquote friends that you have, you do have a very large say in regards to who are those people around you. So speaking from experience personally, I can say that I have some really phenomenal friends in my life, and I'm very fortunate. But then on the flip side, I did have a lot of people that were opportunists, and I had to really wake up to that and cut a lot of people off. And one thing that I realized is that when I started to assess my circle, is a saying that I have, and it goes, you know, I chill with people after all these years, But really all we got in common, dog, is all these years. So you start to realize that sometimes these relationships that you have, you're just holding on to what was in the past. So maybe this was your friend from junior high school or high school. And because you got that history with that person, you feel somehow obligated to keep the relationship going, even though the relationship is no longer what it used to be. And I give you the perfect example of this. So there was an individual that I knew for a very long time. And in the beginning, you know, you call it the honeymoon phase, right? It's not, the honeymoon phase is not just limited solely to intimate relationships. A honeymoon phase can also be with just a friendship that you have with a person. And what happened with this particular individual, we were friends for a long time, for many years. But then as the years progressed, I started to notice a pattern with this person where they became toxic. And when I say toxic, I'm talking about low-level conversations. So you guys will notice, like, at the beginning of this podcast, I said this podcast is high-level conversation. And it's high because it's operating at a different level, trying to get you guys to just be better and be the best you. So a person with low-level conversation, obviously, they're just always talking about something toxic. It's counterproductive. So every time this person would call, they had emotional baggage. So I call those types of people travel agents. They're just constantly carrying emotional baggage and they want to dump it off on somebody. So this person would always call, and like clockwork, I knew what it was about. This person essentially wanted to talk about their relationship, the problems they're having in their relationship. But it was nothing new because we had this conversation several times on several different occasions, and we had already came to the conclusion that the person that they were with was extremely toxic and that they should move on. However, it became years later and this person was still talking about the same thing. So it got to the point, like sometimes even when I would see the call ID, I had to change their name in my cell phone to Baggage. I actually did that. Like I changed the name to Baggage. So every time the person calls, I said, oh, there goes Baggage again. And I just, I said to the voicemail, I'm like, I can't do it today. Like it's just too much going on for me to get emotionally drained and tied up in what this person has going on. And it got to the point where I eventually just had to cut this person off altogether, because what I realized was that when you're dealing with someone who is constantly going on that repetitive cycle, they don't actually want a friend, or they don't actually need a friend. They need a therapist. And that's what the relationship had diminished to with this person. It was just every time this person called, they were a travel agent bringing emotional baggage and just toxic conversation about what this person did. So I had to make the choice for myself that moving forward, I'm no longer going to allow this person to take up space and just time out of my day with something that's counterproductive. And the crazy thing is, like, I'm pretty sure if you go through your cell phone, you can find lots of people that have that pedigree where they just constantly want to just text you, want to just call you about nonsense and toxic conversation, and it goes absolutely nowhere. And what you have to learn how to do is how to compartmentalize those relationships, because I realized that I started to become the most successful when I was able to compartmentalize these people and say, all right, you know what? I can't let these people be the reason why I don't succeed and do the things that I need to do to get ahead, because excuses are for the useless. That's just a fact. Like, you have to always push yourself. And as much as you demand from yourself, you have to demand just as much around the people around you. And there's a saying that says, if you hang with five broke people, you're going to be the sixth. And that's not even just limited to finances. People can be broke mentally. People can be broke emotionally. People can be broke spiritually. And that eventually is going to wear you down. You could be the strongest one in your circle, but if you're just surrounded by weak people, their tendencies, their habits, their frequencies, that's going to eventually bring you down. So you have to surround yourself with people that you hold to the same standards that you would hold yourself to. And don't give them a pass just because that's your family. Don't give them a pass just because that's your friend that you knew since high school. If they're toxic, if it's low-level conversation, it's not high-level conversation, it's not elevating you in any way of your life, you got to let those people go. And Same thing with family. Family's the same way. It's like they can be your blood, and obviously you don't have a say in regards to what family you're born into, but ultimately you have to make a determination to compartmentalize those relationships as well. It's like, all right, that could be your uncle and that could be your auntie, but if every time uncle comes around, he's always just wants to get high, and you know, an auntie, every time she comes around, she's toxic or she's in and out of jail and she has nothing positive going on. You gotta let those relationships go because they're not growing. They're not helping you in any way. And one thing I realized too is that in life, life is full of choices. And the reality of it is that you could always choose your actions, but you can't choose the consequences of those actions. So meaning that time waits for no man. So if you choose on a day-to-day basis to let these types of people occupy your time, occupy just nonsense on a daily basis, you're going to be one of those people that eventually, when you look back on your life, you're going to say to yourself, wow, I actually tolerated this for so long. And look at where I'm at. I would have been a whole lot further down the road if I had actually compartmentalized these relationships and if I actually took the time to surround myself with like-minded people. And as we start to progress throughout the podcast, I'm going to bring on some like-minded people at different times, and that's going to be called like-minded sessions. But I want you guys to put an emphasis on that in regards to your personal lives as well. Being like-minded, like, what does that mean? I remember growing up in the hood and going to Pentecostal church because my mom, she was an evangelist, and they would always talk about being like-minded. Like, that was like a big deal. Like, you got to be like-minded. Like, what does that mean though? What does that actually break down to? And I mean, it's simple when you think about it. It's actually just surrounding yourself with people that share your beliefs, that share your mental fortitude for better. Like, if I want to be the best athlete possible, then I can't surround myself with people whose belief system is to eat nacho cheese Doritos every day. Like, that's a direct contradiction. That's a conflict to my belief and my standards. And like I said, we circle it back. This is high level conversation. So we're talking about bringing out the best in you and demanding the best from those people that surround you as well. So that's the main focus of AYC. Assess your circle. AYC, make sure that those people that surround you share within your standards that you have for yourself and within your life as well. So that's what we're talking about. That's pretty much the gist of this first episode of this podcast. And definitely, we just want to break down those relationships, those core values. What does that equate to? And what does that look like? What does that transpire to? So definitely, this is the Diagnosis Success Podcast. I am Kyle Hunter. I thank you for listening. And I appreciate your time. Most definitely spread the word if you love it, if you're motivated, you're inspired, and you're definitely going to do great things. We're going to do great things together because I'm your coach. All right? Y'all enjoy your day. Winning so much that it seems wrong. Never going to lose, that's my theme song. I'm just a kid in the jeans on. Back to reality, ain't no one bad as me. See, they be doubting, but I keep on actually pushing. Not giving up, that's how I give it up. Pushing, not giving up, that's how I give it up. That's how I give it up.